King of Shadow, Scorponok.
And you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the Transformers Internet Radio Show, hosted by Brian Kilby. Sorry for the show being late this week, but I've been having computer problems, and I felt like Jet Cortal looks, so not good. But here's the show, and it's got stuff on it, so you're listening. So on the show this week, we have the ATT Buzz by John DeLuna. We have a review of Spy Streak by Goldenless Prime, a review of Clear PVC Galvatron by Matrix Prime, a review of Cycle Drone by me, bad dub line of the week, trivia, Ask the Computer, and some miscellaneous stuff, which I'll get into in a moment. This week, actually today, I'm glad I put the show off, I got Tripredicus Agent, and he rules. I hated Cheetor with a passion. I didn't buy the toy. I hated it, Transmetal 2 Cheetor. But the Tripredicus Agent repaint rules. I love it. He's so nice. Wave to the people. I got two of them, and I'm keeping one on the card because I just like it that much. Also, I got a couple of emails here that I need to read. But I also want to mention, even though I'm not supposed to, that next week the Radio Free Cybertron message board will be back up. For those of you who have been listening to RFC religiously for the past year and a half, know that we had a message board at one point, but we took it down because no one used it. But hopefully now people will use it, and it's a spiffier setup than the last one. This one actually is usable. So, it will be up next week. Also, we'll have a new poll. Currently, people will miss Battle for the Spark, more people than those who won't. And let me just say this, Battle for the Spark has given us some of the best Transformers toys ever, so I will definitely be one of the people missing it. For those of you who do not know what it is the second wave of Beast Machines toys. And, like I say in the Cycle Drone review, I love that toy and a lot of the other toys in Battle for the Spark. Okay, let me go into the quick email first because I can read it quite quickly. It is from Hot Rodimus, and he wanted me to tell you that, his new site, he wanted me to tell you about it. It's http://www.angelfire.com/anime/hotrodimus. And for those of you who do not type at 150 words a minute, you can check it out. There is a link on the homepage, and that is what's so cool about RFC. You can go about your daily browsing while listening. We love you. Okay, but there is a link to that on the homepage. And also, I got an email from Greg Galb about the Pacific Northwest Transformers Fan Conference. And let me read the announcement here. And I'll actually put a link to this announcement on the homepage. And he actually told me to now that I'm reading it. Here we go. Announcing the Pacific Northwest Transformers Fan Conference. Sorry, I couldn't think of a better name for this get together. I'm coordinating, but oh well. I'd like to invite all trans fans within driving distance of Seattle, Washington, who are not going to BotCon to a small gathering of trans fans in the area. The actual meeting place is my home, but if enough people show up, that's okay. I've got a big backyard. So if you're not going to BotCon, live near enough to Seattle, actually Auburn, which is about 30 minutes south of Seattle, but not so well known, come during the day, find a room in a nearby motel, or even camp out in my backyard. You are a brave man, Greg, and would like to hang with other trans fans during BotCon weekend. You are invited to do so. Smiley face. To get this gathering into full swing, please visit the UTFBB on my site, flux.snapback.com/TF, to read the current plans and add your own thoughts and plans to attend if you are so inclined. You'll need to register for the message board to post, but that's no biggie. The thread is in the BotCon forum, and I'm putting a link there. Here's the relevant information. Dates, July 14th and 15th. Time, probably from 10 to 6 each day or whatever. Location, Auburn, Washington. My house. Address to be given out privately. Activities. Ideas are flowing, but still to be determined. Contact Flux, F-L-U-X, at snapbag.com. But please post to the thread linked on the homepage. I encourage people all over the country to do this kind of thing. We might not be able to have the dealer rooms and big screen movie showings, but we can still have fun meeting and hanging out. Thanks for listening, from Greg Galb. And Greg's a great guy, so I will link. Greg's a great guy, he is. So, you know, this will be good. But, you know, I'm going to be at BotCon, so I won't be there. And besides, that's like 3,000 miles away. But for those of you who can't attend BotCon and you live in that area, go. That sounds fun. And again, like I said, that will be linked on the homepage. And let me see. Oh, yeah, also, this was fun. Earlier, I guess it was last week, actually, I found a website, which I'm not giving out the URL because I don't want anyone to think I'm insulting this site, but there was a petition for to bring back Transformers the movie to theaters. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but no. No, it's not going to happen. No, that's not happening anytime soon. But, you know, don't pick on the petition. Don't, like, post bad things. But, you know, if you actually want that to happen, go to Altoids Transformers or wherever and look for a link. But don't expect that to happen. But, you know, we do have a petition on the homepage, which may or may not be there when you get to the site, to end fanboyish fan petitions, and that's all in fun. You know, fan petitions are nice. They never work, but they're nice. Actually, we linked to one, which hopefully will work. To get Toonami to play Transformers, the TV show. I mean, that would be cool. I honestly don't expect it to happen. But, you know, why not try? Transformers movie in theaters, that's great. But, anyway, coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron is trivia. You know, I really need to get a intro for trivia. Anyway, last week, the clip was from Beast Machines. I have no idea what episode. I don't even know which season. So the only person to even guess Beast Machines was the Castellan. But the Castellan was the only person to guess that, so he gets it. And so for those of you who do not know how this goes, like I say every week, I will play a clip twice, and you tell me the episode from which the clip comes. Email me, Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at tfradio.com. And here we go. Sizzling Cybertron. And again. Sizzling Cybertron. Okay, email me if you know it, Brian at tfradio.com. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have the ATT Buzz.
How you doing, everybody? This is the ATT Buzz, and not much happened this week as far as news goes. I guess the biggest news is that Google, who bought Deja.com, a while back, finally got their act together, finally put up their archives of Usenet, of news groups going back to 1995-ish, and that means we can look into ATT's glorious past, at least 1995. And it's pretty interesting to see that kind of stuff. Just go to Deja.com. It's the easiest way to get there. And you can search back to 1995 and ATT. And there are a few interesting things in there, like when the moderated classic group started, the discussions about that. And all I'm going to say about that is it sums up ATTCM perfectly when their bottom line argument was it was going to be separate but equal. And I think we know how separate but equal things eventually end up in the real world. But living in the real world is one of the last things that lots of those guys do over at ATTCM. Anyway, as far as toys and actual Transformers goes on ATT, there are a few new tidbits, some really interesting tidbits that you might have missed, that I know I missed until Friday morning, actually. And that news that caught me off guard was there's a repaint of Transmetal 2 Megatron on eBay, which is totally unexpected. I mean, we never heard a word about anything like this. No repainted news or potential of, let alone an ultra-sized Transmetal 2 repaint. I've never heard of that. I don't think anybody else has either, but there it is. It's on eBay. By a guy in Hong Kong, zero feedback, speaks broken English in all caps. Yeah, that's a safe bet. Personally, I wouldn't bid at $10 on it just for that. But apparently people have, and it's probably going to go for around $100. But I digress. That's not really the point. The point is that, what is it? That's the point. I mean, nobody knows what the heck this is. Is it a test shot? Is it a legitimate repaint that we're going to see in stores in a month or two? Is it a scrapped repaint that Hasbro was planning to put out way back when, or even last year, but they didn't, decided not to, and to just keep going with Beast Machines? Is it a kit bash or a Photoshop photo? Probably not. It's probably not a kit bash because it looks too good, and it's probably not a Photoshop picture for the same reason. It just looks too good. It is too good. Just search for Blue Megatron on eBay and go get an eyeful and you'll see what I mean. I mean, it's clearly a professional produced toy. So what is it? Well, I think it's probably a scrapped repaint that Hasbro was going to put out that they either delayed or are not going to put out, period. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it turns out to be a store exclusive or some kind of bizarre, just really late Beast Wars Ultra that hits the shelves in very limited numbers later this summer, and probably going to be a store exclusive, maybe, if only because they probably don't make too many of these things when all's said and done, and it's probably going to be easier to just sell the whole stock to one store, and that store, I would guess, would be Toys R Us, because I say that because Target took a chance on an Ultra store exclusive by Transformers. They got burned. Magmatron didn't sell that great. I think giving them away for $10 is a good sign that Maggie didn't do too well. The kiddies didn't take to him. And at least that shows they've got taste. An 8-year-old is not blind. He knows suck when he sees it. And Walmart, they're not too big on expensive toys, period, let alone store exclusives, because they like to keep the price down to go with their lovely clientele, which, how can I put this, isn't too wealthy. $20 for toy makers is the baseline. Anything below $20 is what they call an impulse buy. There's a chance somebody can walk past it, and for less than $20, look at it. They like the looks of it. Their ratty little kid is yelling in their ear for it. Ah, what the heck. Let's buy it. It's not that bad. Anything over $20, they're not going to listen to the kid. It's too expensive. If they didn't come to the store for that toy, they're not going to buy it on an impulse. It's just too expensive. And an Ultra is right there on the line. It's too close. Too much of a risk. Walmart doesn't need to take it. Walmart sells enough. I mean, my God, they rule the world. If you consider the world Arkansas and Mississippi. Although, in Arkansas and Mississippi, they still use corn and chickens for currency lots of the time. So, we're going to discount that and call Toys R Us king of the toy world. Which they are. And I wouldn't be surprised to see them take this on. What the heck? They're doing pretty well as of late. Video game sales are up. Gundam Wing has helped them in sales. They've got a little extra money to throw around. They've got some leverage to take some risks. And that's what a store exclusive is. I don't care if it's Transformers or what. Put all your biases aside. Buying an entire stock of a certain toy is a big investment. It's a big risk. If it fails, well, you saw what Target did with Magmatron. If it succeeds, well, you're going to make a good profit because you bought those toys at even less than wholesale because you bought the whole thing. And finally on ATT this week, something that didn't start on ATT, but it spilled over onto ATT, unfortunately, and that was on some random Transformer e-board on some website. Frankly, I forgot which one. There's got to be at least 50 Transformer-based e-boards on the internet, at least. But anyway, this one in particular had a petition to bring back Transformers the movie, the G1 episodes, the toys, bring it all back, baby. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's a little naive, yes. It's never going to happen, no. It's already happening for the most part. I mean, they want Transformers the movie in theaters across the world. No. That would never happen, and if it did, you would hate it because, well, we'd have to go through the pain again. Only this time, we wouldn't be young enough to ignore it. You'd have to go through all the critics bashing the movie, pointing out its flaws, which it has plenty of. It'd be really hard to enjoy it because you'd go into the theater, and there'd be a ratio of maybe 20 to 1 as far as people who actually know anything about Transformers and people who think they know something about Transformers. That ain't good. That would make for a very entertaining experience. You would have a bunch of people. You would have the kind of people that get weak in the knees at the very mention of car robots and Optimus Prime as a fire truck with an Autobot symbol. Gimme, 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 bye, bye, bye. You'd have those kind of people. 20 to 1. 20 of them, one of you. That wouldn't be fun. Also, Transformers the movie would bomb. Terribly. I mean, even Pokemon bombs now. Most Disney movies don't make that much money anymore. I mean, animation period. Very hard to make any kind of impact as far as movies go. It's very hard. Let alone some random, bizarre, nostalgic 80s movie re-release, which is what Transformers the movie would be. So, drop that dream, baby. As far as G1 episodes go, you've got them coming out. As far as the toys go, you've got them coming out. I mean, this is what I hate. And that's a strong word, but I really do. I can't stand people complaining about G1 is lost forever, bring back G1. It's back. I mean, open your eyes. Nobody could convince me, maybe 2 years ago, that we would have brand new re-releases, high-quality reproductions of G1 toys coming out. Even if they are imported, they're still being released and produced. We would have G1 episodes not only on video cassette, but coming out on DVD. Same thing with the movie, with certain special edition features. PVCs coming out, albeit imported, they're still coming out, featuring G1 characters. This is a great time if you're a fan of G1. And if you're not a fan of G1, it's still a great time. No matter what you like in Transformers, there's something for everybody right now. If people would stop complaining and open their eyes and actually enjoy it and realizing that all their complaining, all their bitching, all these years is actually being sated. They're getting what they want. They're getting more than what they could ever realistically ask for. Now, they just need to pipe it, shut it, and enjoy it. That's the HT Buzz. I'm John DeLuna.
In the beginning came the beasts, but nature lies. They're robots in disguise. Beast Wars! Heroic new Maximals battle the evil reptile and insect forces of the Predacons. Evil Waspinator changes from insect to high-tech and puts the sting on Cheetor. But there's more to Cheetor than meets the eye. Under the skin lurks a robot within, with hidden weapons firing. All new Beast Wars, each sold separately.
Oh, and don't forget to check out tfrollout.com. That is Matrix Prime's website, the new URL. It's Autobots Rollout, and the link will be in the link section. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Ask the Computer.
You got mail, fat boy.
Hi there, everybody. This is the Computer Cat on Radio Free Cybertron to answer your questions. First, a reminder. If you have a burning question that you need answered, email me at thecomputer@tfradio.com. Remember, that's the computer, not computer, not robot. The Computer. That's my name. So that you'll never forget this, here's the first email. Dear Robot, where can I find those funny Transformers commercials? Off of Napster, perhaps? From King Blake is great. Dear. You. Okay. What? Dear Robot. My name is not Robot. I am not a robot. I take offense at that. I am a computer and my name is The Computer. As far as funny Transformers commercials go, they don't exist. So there. The next email comes from Hooper X, who cannot take no for an answer. Dear Computer. It's okay. I see how it is. You turned me down for the prom. That's okay. Because I'm cool and popular, and Point the Blame is a far better segment than your crappy little mailbag ever will be. Also, your mother was a toaster oven and your father was a Yugo. Dear Hoop. Point the Blame better? You wish. I am Radio Free Cybertron. Without me, there is no RFC. Simple as that. Who do you think renders the sound file? Who uploads it to the server? Brian? He's a moron. He can't even brush his teeth by himself. Besides, Point the Blame isn't around anymore, is it?
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, and your father has a mullet. And your mother. She listens to metal. On to the next email. Hi. What do you think of my site? It's at http://emwtf2meathomestead.com. I'm still adding more weekly. Where do you get that banner that has TF Radio on it? I'd like to put it on my website. Where can you download complete TF Comics, the G1 series, in zip format? Thanks. From the MWTF2Me. Nice URL, but the website didn't work for me, sorry. As far as the banner, I'm not sure which one you mean. Check the links section at www.tfradio.net. No, and the G1 comic doesn't exist. Sorry. www.cybertroncity.com has the G2 comic, I believe. Also, www.rapidoonline.net has the G2 comic and the UK G2 comics available. Both links are on the links page. You're going there anyway, so check them out. By the way, Rapido doesn't have them zipped, but it's still cool. That's it this week, people. Email me. Email me now. I need attention. I die without attention. Please email me. Bye.
Radio Free Cybertron. The only radio show where you'll hear me say, I'm not wearing any pants.
And coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have... What do we have? Oh, yes. We have the review of Cyclodrone by me.
Hi, this is Larry DiTilio, and you are listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
Okay, Motorcycle Drone from the Beast Machines Battle for the Spark series. I first saw pictures of Motorcycle Drone about, a month or so ago, and I decided that I must have this toy. The pictures of the motorcycle mode just screamed out at me. Much like Tank Drone, Motorcycle Drone is a fairly accurate portrayal of the show model and, unlike Tank or Thrust, was intended to emulate the show model. I love show accurate toys, and yeah, I know that the toys come first, but having a show accurate model of your favorite character, sorta, is nice. As far as the toy goes, the motorcycle mode is wonderful. The colors are great, the red is deep and beautiful, and the golden bronze highlights are beautiful as well. The details are nice, and stick out quite well, even though they're not painted. It's mostly flat gray with red highlights, but it looks very, very nice. And to finish off the review, transforming the toy is easy, so Motorcycle Drone gets a 9 out of... Oh, okay. The robot mode. The robot mode is flawed. his legs don't work. They're bad. Evil. But the motorcycle mode is so nice. Just ignore the robot mode. You know, it's not necessary. Not at all. You know, as far as the legs go, though, you know, they really don't work, basically. The toy doesn't like to stand on that one wheel, and who blames it? But, you know, it does work, but you have to lean on its arm. But that really doesn't work too well either. There's a mode where the leg breaks in two and it forms legs, two legs, but that doesn't work too well either because the wheel forms a foot or 2 feet and it doesn't like to stand. There's no knees to balance it with. But, you know, the motorcycle mode is so nice. You know, just ignore that. Okay. Getting back to what I like about the toy. Its hands are spark extractors. That rules. And additionally, the missiles that are launched in the left hand slash spark extractor are the exhaust in cycle mode. That's pretty cool. And most people say that there is a defect in the toy, that the launcher slash spark extractor doesn't lock in place, but not so. The spark extractor locks nicely in place if you hold the flaps of the extractor while firmly inserting the missile, and voila, it stays. You know, with a wonderful bike mode, spark extractor, beautiful ornamentation, and forgettable robot mode, a Motorcycle Drone is still a great toy. I want an army of them. Motorcycle Drone gets an 8 out of 10. Forget Spy Streak, get lots of Cycle Drones. Now. And coming up now here on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Bad Dubbed Line of the Week. This is from episode 11 from Headmasters, Scorponok, the Shadow Emperor. I love this episode. And really, this needs no setup. Here we go.
Really? Don't eat so much, it's bad for you.
Can't you see I'm in perfect shape? Anyway, I'm enjoying myself.
Oh, I see. Just who said this party would be boring earlier?
Well, Danny said that, didn't he?
Hey, Blastic, give us karaoke. Can't you see I'm eating? Come on, don't spoil the party.
Hardhead likes to sing karaoke when he has a little too much to drink.
Come on. All right, all right. Good.
Arcee, would you like to dance with me?
I didn't know you danced, Congo.
Well, I can dance a lot better than he can sing.
I love the dubs. Anyway, coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Golden Miss Prime with a review of Spy Streak.
Hey, Digimon, hey, Digimon. Monster friends to the boys and girls. Hey, Digimon, hey, Digimon. Now the end of the season's over. Hey, Digimon, hey, Digimon. Monster friends to the boys and girls.
This is Golden Miss Prime. I'm reviewing Spy Streak, the Viacon bomber. He's like a cross between a Blackbird, the SR-71 Blackbird fighter jet thing, and, I don't know, maybe an F-14 whichever one has the big missile launcher underneath the nose. Spice Streak's colors are dark green, like scavenger color green, with metallic red paint wash to bring out the panel lines. Why didn't they give Tigerhawk a paint wash? He had plenty of panel lines to bring out. He has red stripes on his wings and nose cone. Bright red, too, almost orange. And darker red, like to match the metallic red paint wash, on his rear intakes, robot legs, and the circular structure around his green Viacon spark. Spice Streak also has yellow painted on Viacon symbols, a first. Oh, and his forward air intakes are silver, as is his cockpit. He has no articulation to speak of. I mean, his tail fins can move, but tail wings, vertical stabilizers. I really should study up before I do a review. He's cool looking in jet mode. It's a good molding with very little gappiness. The engines, which are the robot legs, don't really hug the body as tight as they could, so you can kind of see gaps through them. Very large ones, actually. Spice Streak is a little bit over 5 inches long and has a wingspan of about 3 3/4 inches. 3 3/4, whatever. It is just fun to... It just is. He has missile launchers, spring-powered missile launchers even, 2 of them, in both modes, which you push forward on the spark, and it opens his robot mode claw gimmick, which is the sides of the nose cone. And if you push it a little bit farther forward, the missiles launch. They don't fire exceptionally well in jet mode because it's a little bit clunky to do it. But they get a few feet at least. I'm going to give the jet mode 8 out of 10. I really like the way it's designed, engine aside. There's a lot of good detail work on it too. Robot mode. He has Mach Alert's head. It's freaky. It is a dead ringer. It is very, very close. Spice Streak's arms. It's... The left arm is insane. It's the entire nose cone and part of the fuselage, too. The arm is taller than he is, so it's got to be constantly bent, throwing him off balance just for him to try to stand up. His right arm is a missile launcher, which actually looks pretty cool. The double missile launcher, it has separate triggers now instead of the single spark thingy trigger. I don't know what to call it. And the missiles fire a little bit farther now because you can hit the triggers easier. Of course, the triggers are hair triggers, so you're going to be firing them all the time. Spice Streak has 11 points of articulation and can hardly use them because of that left arm. I mean, couldn't they have done something to make the big claw mechanism on the left arm removable? I just don't see why it was necessary to leave it on. I mean, even Silverbolt's wings are removable. Anyway, he retains vehicle mode colors and gets some extra translucent green, at least, for the chest plate, which is kind of funny looking, a translucent green chest plate. He stands 4 inches tall, and his left arm, shoulder to nose cone, is almost 1/2 inch longer than that. There is potential in the robot mode, but that claw destroys it. I'm going to give the robot mode 5 out of 10. As for the gimmicks, I'll just say the missile launcher was well done, but the claw wasn't worth it if they could have given him a functional arm instead. 5 out of 10 for gimmicks. Bottom line here is that he's a cool jet mode with a not-so-good robot mode at all. He's probably not worth it if you don't like jets, since there's practically no point in taking him out of jet mode. I'm going to give him an overall rating of 6 out of 10. Again, I would probably avoid this if you don't like planes. This is Goldimus Prime.
Why am I here floating in space like this?
You are not in space. You are on our homeworld that is invisible to scanners in the well-trained eye.
How many more years will you keep my sparks from joining the Matrix?
You will be given a new mission, and it will be to destroy the Cybertronian threat.
I have no need of another mission. Let me fade out in peace.
You should be honed to be given a purpose in life.
G-Axis, how is it possible that you live? I thought you died in the TF Generation 2 comics number 11.
My body died, but my spark merged with the Fox species and gave them a new purpose.
And thanks, Goldie. Coming up now on Radio Free Cybertron, we have Matrix Prime's review of Clear PVC Galvatron from Act 2, read by the computer.
Act 2 PVC Galvatron review by Matrix Prime, the box. The Act 2 PVCs come in a small, primarily yellow box. On the front, a drawn picture of Rodimus Prime is in the background, with a picture of a PVC Rodimus Prime in the foreground. The sides of the box show the different PVC figures that are available. The back of the box has a lot of Japanese writing and has a picture of Rodimus Prime and Galvatron side by side. The back also shows the clear variants in the box. Each PVC box is exactly the same with all PVC figures. You are taking a chance on what figure you will be getting. I walked into WYSIWYG hoping to get a Galvatron. Well, I got a Galvatron, but I got the clear version, so I will be reviewing this PVC. The PVC comes sealed in a plastic bag with a stand and any accessories that figure has. Clear Galvatron. As I mentioned, I got the clear variant of Galvatron. This particular figure comes in 9 separate pieces. These pieces include 2 arms, 1 torso, 1 lower body, which includes the legs, 1 head, 1 fusion cannon, 2 side panels that go on Galvatron's waist, and that thing that sticks out of the back of Galvatron. You simply put the pieces together and you have Galvatron. You can then display the figure with or without the included plastic stand. Overall, this is the figure I wanted, but I did not want the clear variation. This particular PVC has a hard time staying together. If I pick it up, either his arms or side panels usually fall off. The other PVCs may or may not be the same way. I only own this one at the moment, so I don't have anything to go by. The quality of the PVC is pretty good for being so small. Rating. I give Clear Galvatron a 6 out of 10 on the rating scale. I like the figure, but the clear variants just suck, in my opinion. That's why I gave it a low rating. Check out Matrix Prime's website at www.tfrollout.com.
And that was Radio Free Cybertron this week. If you have any questions or comments, email me, Brian, at tfradio.com.